Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I had a bunch of questions for Jordan Fenster here from CT Insider. Go to ctinsider.com to read it. I want to talk about marijuana, but I want to ask about this geological story too, which is maybe a little too smart for me. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Hope you had a good summer. With this marijuana story, it's a pretty simple question, although I've had some funny comments already on online because I sort of teased the story. If pot sales are flat, how can taxes be up 67%? And then somebody joked, well, you gotta buy the pizza and then the ice cream. And it's just a terrible joke. But the simple question is, and I know you wrote the story, a couple stories ago, but I found it really interesting, is how can sales be flat in Connecticut, but tax revenue be up that much?
Well, because until October, Connecticut has a tax on THC content. THC is the substance in cannabis that gets you high, right? So the higher the THC content, the higher the tax. That's changing. So on October 1st, it's going to be a flat tax. And so that will essentially bring the cost at the register down for when you buy your weed.
So right now, because...
Does that make sense?
So if you buy something, the stronger you buy, so people are buying stronger, the weed's getting stronger and people are buying stronger. That's why they're getting more taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many of your listeners have been to a cannabis retailer these days, but if you go online, you can see that there's different levels of different strengths of cannabis that you can buy. Some is significantly stronger, some is not as strong, some is mixed with other substances, not mixed, but is more full spectrum, like CBD, things like that. And so the more THC content, the stronger the weed, the more you're going to pay in taxes until October. Again, that's changing. That the retailers really worked with the legislature this year to make that change. So, and that takes effect October 1.
Got it. Jordan Fenster joining us here from CT Insider. In general, where are we with the marijuana business in Connecticut? It feels like it's already saturated and it's already a slow growth business. Are prices down? Because we had a lot of anecdotal evidence that people would jump the border to Massachusetts because it was so much less expensive. Just give me a state of the market.
My personal opinion and a professional opinion rather is that I think the market is maturing, let's say that. People anecdotally have said that they go across the border to Massachusetts or New York to get their cannabis. What Massachusetts had that Connecticut didn't is more options. You could get many more different formulations. You could get it combined with sleep, you know, to help you, you know, chemicals to help you sleep, you know, that sort of thing, like melatonin in Massachusetts. And you can't yet do that in Connecticut. So that's really what Massachusetts has on Connecticut at this point. There are a lot of dispensaries, a lot of retailers. I still say there's not as many cultivators as the industry would like to have, and that will further bring prices down. But what happened in Massachusetts is there was just too many cultivators, and so the prices dropped significantly down to, you know, to a point where a lot of the retailers couldn't survive.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably too many operators. I mean, there's probably too many retailers in Connecticut, and I guess not enough growers. And I mean, the business, I just looked at the growth numbers. It just looks like it's really, really flattened out. But I mean, is it the source of revenue that they anticipated? Like, where are the numbers coming in relative to the projections when they tried to pass this thing?
You know, I think I think that the projections haven't, excuse me, that the reality hasn't met the projections. I would say that that's true for both the legislature and for investors. I think that when cannabis was opening up, people saw it as a cash cow, and it turned out, you know, to be a much more difficult industry than you think. I mean, you'd think that selling weed would be an easy thing to do, but as it turns out, it's an extremely difficult industry with a lot of very detailed regulations that aren't always conducive to an easy selling environment. And so, you know, I think that some of the realities have proven to be more difficult than a lot of the businesses hoped.
Jordan Fenster from CT Insider joining us here on Brian and Company. The story out today, there's a hidden geological mystery taking shape beneath Connecticut. Can you put this in layman's terms? And does that mean we're more, like, there's more of a likelihood of some sort of earthquake here? Like, please explain.
No, so there's no likelihood of more of an earthquake. There's no, the relationship between earthquakes and this, what's called this anomaly, there are actually two anomalies, a fast one and a slow one, that are hundreds of miles beneath the state of Connecticut. The relationship between those anomalies and earthquakes is not yet really known, but there is no reason to believe that we should expect more earthquakes. We have to remember that this is...
What is it? Can you explain what is the name of it again? What is the Connecticut Fast Anomaly?
So the Connecticut Fast Anomaly. So we think of rock as a solid thing, right? But it actually kind of flows. If you look at geologic time, rock moves and flows, and it actually takes on almost fluid dynamics. So the Northern Appalachian Anomaly is this very large area of rock, hundreds of miles beneath New England, that moves about 2% slower than the surrounding rock. The Connecticut Fast Anomaly is a much smaller, almost, it looks like a column on the 3D scans of rock that moves 1 or 2% faster than the surrounding rock. And they don't really understand what it is or why it does what it does. Scientists are still really investigating why it may move faster or slower, but what that does is it indicates temperature differences between the rock, the anomalous rock, and the rock surrounding it.
I think people are going to have to go to CT Insider and read the whole piece because we're out of time, but like, how do they even discover this 100 miles down? I mean, it's just insane to me, the science behind all this stuff. But we got to run, Jordan. It's great to catch up, and thanks for the time, and thanks for the dynamic content. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.